The next step is to take the time derivative of the position coordinate equations above. So we're going to take the derivative of L1 and then take the derivative of L2 and find out the relationship between VA and VB. All right, so you should do this on a piece of paper, but the derivative of L1 was going to be 0, right? The length of the rope does not change with time. So the left side of that equation will be 0. And then if we look at the right side, what's the derivative of SA? Well, VA, right? The velocity. So take the derivative of the right side, and the derivative of the left side is 0. You'll do the same for the length 2 equation. And then you have two equations, two unknowns, and you'll put those together and come up with a relationship between VA and VB.